dogs will shit on it, man, and they're scared of dogs.
Yeah, but they're also bold to the I'm
not gonna be too hard on them. I believe that paving a garage, I don't wanna cut those. I don't wanna cut grass.
I get I rent. I don't cut shit.
We are busy paving, let it good gaan there at the back. The only sure thing is the cost.
It's expensive. Oh, God.
So I'll get three.
And no, bruh, it, what are we talking about? Fuck, but okay.
Sammy's house.
Sammy's got a big, nice place. But Sammy's mother's a doctor.
Yes, yeah. She is Layla. She's a fan. Yeah. She's not really a fan, but we'll shout that out sometimes.
She
was a doctor to like the elite politicos, like Sammy, them too.
Sammy's uncle is.
He's connected, Shabir. Is Shabir Shaikh.
Yes.
Yeah. So why are we not getting more money, is my question.
Shabir is looking after himself.
Yeah, Shabir is sick. Shabir is out on medical parole.
It's fine.
Many years.
I'm sure he's got medical.
Did you see that one cherry that interview him on the Spraz walking? What I like about Shabir Shaikh, he looks like a kind of bra you can have a dope with. He's got stones.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because he walked down the road. I think it was Carte Blanche. Followed him. He's walking in a flip-flop and a shorty, bro, with a loaf of Albany bread. And I go, are you still sick? Raj got a loaf of bread. He walked to the shop.
Was it normal white or low GI?
You are loaded. We know you're rich. We know. Yeah. It's not in your accounts.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're okay.
100%. It's
cut loaf.
Offshore.
Offshore.
All the money is in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that walk made me sweaty.
Did you watch a Kanye documentary?
No.
All three of them.
I
think you should.
Bras buckshit crazy. But there's genius.
It's a really good documentary. Okay. Just because it's not him. Oh. He's not the one who made it.
But didn't you hear
his narrative.
He apparently complained and wanted more editing and shit done the day before.
Fuck that guy.
No, but he's nuts.
He's a shame. When he's tiny died. When he's tiny died.
Oh, I remember you could when that happened.
You could see the wheels were buckling.
Yeah, yeah.
But when a tiny died.
Yeah.
Feel of off.
Yeah.
It's also like there's. I told my brother.
Wait, have we started the show?
We clapped a while ago.
Hey, my bro, I just want to say, Kanye, I believe in your talent.
Yeah, but leave him alone, you creepy nai.
No, it's creepy,
what about Pete?
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's
what
about creepy.
What about Pete?
You saw the, did you see the music
you
video?
You and your wife are not getting along. No. I understand it's painful.
Yeah.
But it's not, you're trolling her to the point where it's dangerous, man.
Yeah, it's got danger. If he, I saw someone say, if he.
Pete should be worried.
If he wasn't rich. They would have locked him up for that.
D.L. Hughley.
Yeah. Yeah, it was D.L.
Hughley.
D.L. always
says that. I go, D.L. Hughley, you don't expect it, but he comes out of that vessel. Yeah.
He's an original Kang. Yeah. He's an original Kang.
And he had a good set for that.
He said, I mean, Bernice was the best, but D.L.
Bernice said, if you watch it today, you'd be me too'd.
Like oh, yeah.
Not me too'd, but just like cancelled.
He would have been cancelled.
But I think he would have still been wildly popular.
No,
cancel.
For sure.
A lot of these cancel things are not real. People are not. All of these are ones where I look at Chappelle. There's four more specials coming out.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I have my issues.
And he just keeps getting into shit, and he just.
Yeah, but he's not gonna go
that's
away.
That's the plan.
It's almost the model. Mm. Yeah. Like, let's see how much.
Like Chappelle him. Like offends with his comedy, and then Adam Sandler offends with bad movies, but he's still making
both of
movies.
Them loaded.
did you see Adam Sandler's song for Chris Farley?
No.
Yo, if you need a good cry.
Yo, brah.
Yo.
I don't need a good cry.
Like a nice cry.
You must be alone, man.
Yeah.
It's like when I turned 30, I had a bottle of wine and a fruit and a chocolate, like I said.
I fucking hate fruit and nut.
I hate it too. I told you in the show.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
I hate this chocolate.
But
I won't waste it.
It's there. You say that raisins.
There, you're not going to
you know.
Say the raisins to get all the chocolate.
Chew through the pain.
I saw the funniest fucking thing. This bra on TikTok said, people say, it's not djauft. The T is not, you mustn't say it like that. The T is to spit the sand. Right, and so it's djauft. It's djauft.
Wow. I'm not getting involved in that.
No, you must.
My people from djauft.
Let's go, brasa.
That's our intro.
Hey,
Hello everyone and welcome.
It's like 15 minutes.
Paisco Prasa.
I like that there's a format.
Presents. There is a format. We tried to keep
it. We stick to it.
You know, we did like focal planning for this episode because of the first episode.
Last time, yeah. that planning was going to go nowhere.
No.
We just talking.
Yeah, we were just talking.
I always say to people, it's like, people ask me like with... Like my brother, I was like, oh, Paisco Prasa. I was like, it's literally like talking to my cousin. It just keeps going.
Is it because we look the same? Because we got bald heads?
You got that same vibe. It's the same energy.
I feel like I've been profiled.
I'll have you know, my cousins are way more attractive than me. Way more. I mean, there's doctors in there.
Yeah,
and they're movie nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, good-looking doctors and engineers.
That's like double
I'm the one they bet against, eh? And the family is like, family's just happy to see.
But
really,
you fooled Natalie.
Did you see how many people are coming to the show?
Yeah, you fooled Natalie.
You really flossed Natalie, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got her.
That joke is still going. We did the same thing.
No, bro. And as soon as she said yes, I got her pregnant within the first day. It wasn't a shotgun wedding, but we just made the cutoff. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That yes was, I will marry you and I want to have a baby. In
immediately.
One.
Yeah. And then the lighty came out beautiful.
But the math is a bit too tight. It's like, so you got married.
I must actually say, because people are going to watch this. My math wasn't tight. Because my whole family was looking. Why is she marrying you?
Yeah.
She must be pregnant.
Yeah.
And a whole year went by.
Nah, that's beautiful timing, though. You first proved that you were there of your own volition.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. She was there. I think it's more important to state that she was there of her own volition.
I guess.
Because I could have tied her up.
Yeah.
Anyway. But
did you look any different? Were you slimmer than
I was? I was at least 20 kilos lighter.
Yeah man. I saw the old pics also. Bruh, when you called this morning, I was at the gym. The dad bod is a bit too much now, man.
Dude, I looked at myself. And there's a whole top side there. Like a proper, listen, that is...
That's why I am this.
It's like, and I'm oily, man. You look like sweaty.
Yeah, like you work in a chicken, fried chicken.
Mm. Absolutely, there's a residue. You know what I mean? I look like her, so...
You looking good in black today, though.
I'm slim,
even
bro.
I almost get a black memo last time, but you...
Illusion.
This is an illusion.
Just an illusion.
No, but you...
That's
you,
posture, that also.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. But I'm at least 20. I'm... From my wedding, I'm 20 kilos over. From when I met her, I'm like 25 kilos.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think... got married to a different person, but we evolve as
we grow. Yeah,
we
do. We grow.
We grow.
So I'm not in the right direction.
We grow always.
Can we cheers to Alfred quickly? Okay. This man, when we last saw you, you spoke to us about this, your vision for Australia.
Yeah.
Can we just say congratulations? Yeah. Because Australia is just now.
Matters. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're going. I'm going to Australia in May. I'm doing the Perth and the Sydney Festival, and I'm doing my own shows, which is the most important part. Because I've been before, but it was never just, I was on lineups.
Yeah. Mm.
So basically what they said was, okay, let's see how this goes. Mm. And then eventually they gave me my own hours, so that's very exciting. And I booked the tickets, and I told my brother, I got cheap tickets.
Yeah.
All I need to do is fly from here to Doha, to Singapore, back to Joburg.
Oh, fucking Doha.
Then over to... Bruh, the connecting flights.
That's all.
Bruh, there's like... Those flights are all like 25 hours.
Nice.
Small, bruh. Nice. Be in the air.
Doha almost used to be the place where dreams go to die.
Is it?
Yeah,
I've never
before
been.
So you never been to Doha?
Never been.
So this is before they built their new airport. My bro. It was cack. Everyone's depressed. The place is grey. There's only two places to eat. Everyone is sleeping on the floor.
Because there's nothing to do.
Because your layover is like 20 hours.
You literally lay over.
You lay down and while you lay over. It was so fucking rough. But it's nice now.
It's very fancy now. But my brother's been there not too long ago, apparently. And he says, it is expensive.
Yeah.
Mm. That airport is... Like crazy.
Yeah. What, for child, is everything in dollars at the airport? Because that's what's
I think you pay in oil, eh?
In oil.
I think, you must have a couple of vats with you. This is a triple. What do you have? We take petrol.
I've only got diesel.
No, you must go to the fast KFC's down here.
So your content in your show in Australia, do you change it any bit?
Yes, I do. I change it quite a bit more than what people would imagine. Like, I think that people think you rock up in Australia and it's all South Africans there. Yeah. No, it isn't. It, South Africa on the list of immigrants in Australia or people that immigrated is number 9. There's a substantial amount of them there, but when I get to the shows, when the show says South African show, right, like a South African comedy showcase, even then there's like 60% South Africans, 40% people that are just curious or partners of those people. Yeah. So then you get out there and most of the shows I do, like for example, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of an exclusive here. I'm not just doing my own shows, but I'm also on like things like the gala shows and Best of the Fest. So what happens is it's a 5,000 seater, and this is Australians.
Shit. Yeah.
No, it's Australians.
That's a full on Australian audience. Yeah.
So
that's
now you're walking out, you have to do 10 minutes to Australians. You say things like, yeah, you jumped in a bucky and then we went down a farm.
And I go straight over there.
They understood farm, road, what's a bucky?
Yeah.
Because they say ute. So there's things like that.
UTE, so yeah.
There's things that you pick up and you ask the comics to watch, and then they go, okay, no, they didn't understand that. That's where the joke fell flat. So there's that, and I generally am not going to Australia. I am definitely trying to bring my South African base in so that it makes financial sense and to give them that nostalgic feeling. But I think I can still achieve that while being universally funny. Yeah. So all these stories, you guys came to the show. It's husband, wife, that's universal stuff.
And that's why I thought, like, that was...
That's the stuff I'll stay with.
That carries over wherever you go.
But in Australia, you can say, like, cunt.
Yeah, you can't.
It's like, they say... they say that,
Day,
like...
mate, you can't.
Bruh, there's every second word. I'm like, I've never seen people that are this uptight that are this free with that word. I mean, it's jarring.
Yeah, yeah. It slices. It depends on where you come from. So you say it to Americans, you say it to South Africans, it's like, yay.
But you say that you make a joke about spanking your kid. Mm. It's like you say cunt in South Africa.
Oh, really?
They go like... abuse. You know, it's crazy. And then, like, I was like, no, wait. I said, the one gag I did about spanking.
Yeah.
Then I said, no, wait. Were you, is it, it's illegal? Yes, sir. Then I go, but were you spanked here? I mean, when you were growing up? Yeah. So you're all actually mooring each other's calumpies. The lightest calumpies, but you don't want to speak about it.
Yeah.
Then it sort of breaks the tension and all that. But, bruh, they stuff about that. You don't obviously speak about the whole indigenous people's thing. That's tricky, especially for someone that's not from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't ever, but I think that this is a universal thing and it's right. Some of these woke things are right.
You don't let that.
You don't speak about autism because they've got they pull tight. Eh? But I saw.
Wait, how do you know all this? Have you tried?
You watch everything you can.
Oh, okay. Wow.
From the moment.
I thought you just bombing us.
No, I'm not.
You heard this joke about autism.
I've got an Aboriginal autistic boy. Like, that is like, they cancel you. They take you to the plane themselves. Put you in the cargo hold. Just shoot him out over Doha somewhere. So. There is a lot of, obviously, like, and rightfully so, a lot of those things should be sensitive. But so what I do is, first off, from the moment I've got a set that I think will universally work. So I've got like an hour that I've planned for Australia, which will obviously service a lot of those South African needs because these people haven't been out here for like...
Because people are flying to Australia to see you.
There are people that are flying from Sydney.
Okay.
From Melbourne, from Brisbane and Melbourne to my Sydney shows, which to give it perspective, it's like flying from here to Port Elizabeth.
But you say that, but
it's still a very big deal.
Yeah. In Australia's lockdowns were intense, eh? So I imagine that's a lot of people's probably first flights out of their states.
That's true. A lot of people that haven't seen home for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them the whole South African thing, but... Yeah. I am going to make it as universal as possible. So
can you just put your phone up, please, man?
So unprofessional.
Like be a pro. Come on.
Yeah.
So
I know this isn't Tyson Owens, but
Tyson Owens.
Get your side.
Really soon. So it's gonna be. It's always entertaining. It's always interesting, and it's not as straightforward as what people think it is. It isn't. It is just not. It's an international audience. And also, you get a mixed part of people. Australia is full of people from everywhere. You know,
well, we love MasterChef. And even if you look at the MasterChef.
MasterChef
Australia contestants.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's such a mix of nationalities even there. Because they have
got a big Asian community. So you said we're number 9.
Yeah.
What number's Asian?
Asia's not the... Asia is South Africa's number 9. Then there has to be a country from Asia.
But well, they have a huge Asian community there.
You'll see it in the food when you get there. Yeah. Listen, this is what my Australian experience was. I've never particularly cared about Australia. Not that I was anti. I just like, it's not like on my, it wasn't on my bucket list.
You were a Proteas fan, obviously.
Not even that. I'm not even that. Mm. I'm like, yeah, good. South Africa, quite. But my Bali is there. But I go, it wasn't something that I want to see Japan. You know what I mean? Yes. I really want to see a place where game centers still work. And I go,
Where did you go to? Sorry.
No, I didn't go.
You went to?
No, I went to Southeast Asia. So I went to Bali, Thailand. I was in Singapore for a bit. I do want to see Australia, but there's so many things that can kill you there.
When you get there, okay? When you get there,
like not even people,
you will find that it's hard not to like.
Okay,
especially for a holiday. Mm. I can imagine staying there I don't want to stay I really don't want to stay anywhere outside of South Africa, just because I'm very South African. You know what I mean? I'm very scared of violence and all those things here. But like when it's a holiday, it's a holiday. But when you're there every day for years, it's very lonely. But my thing is, when I got to Australia, I loved it. The food is amazing. It's like, South African food is amazing, bruh. But, I mean, over there, the best sushi I've ever had was in Australia.
Yeah, I've also
my friends went. And they don't cut it up. They give you a pipe.
Yeah. And you say like, that,
and you open the wrapper.
Yeah. It's like you chow it like a chocolate. Yeah, it's wrapped tight, and then they give you a soya sauce. It works like a chop. Mm. They give you a soya sauce. You just drip.
What?
This is a fucking fast food move.
No, man,
it's brilliant, bro. The food is amazing.
That's not the way it was intended. Okay, no. You need to use sticks.
Mm. Well, listen. Whatever we eat in the West is not the way they were intended.
That's true.
Ever seen that documentary? Now we're getting too close to this bicycle part.
We finally.
Yoshi loves sushi. Whatever.
Oh, yes. Dreams of sushi.
Yeah, that. That bruh is just making nigiri, bruh. Yeah. The whole day, every day. There's no California roll with a mayo.
That's very pure, though.
Those aren't playing games.
No, they don't. But and also, then you see the traditional... wasabi also.
Yeah.
It only lasts for 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it's got such a short lifespan. It's hard to grow.
It's like mustard seeds and all that.
Yeah, it's like a root and then you just go like that on this thing and then you have like 10 minutes to get the full flavor.
And then it goes off.
Yeah, and then it dies. Like
give a rick. Yeah. And then my thing is also the bra. Sun works in the shop. This is a Michelin chef, right? Sushi joint. You can't get in. Doesn't matter who you are. The waiting list is some stupid 2-year thing, right? They go, this bra, the father is Yoshi. Is his name Yoshi?
I don't know. Something
of that nature.
It's a Japanese name of some kind.
But the guy goes, I'm just calling out.
Yeah, Mario.
Yoshi, man. <bro. laughs> So this bra, his son in the docky goes, his father is so strict. That for 15 or some stupid number, like 7 years, that you wouldn't allow him to do anything but wash the rice.
Yeah.
It sounds like the stuff in the movie. Opened, right?
Yeah. And then he opened his own restaurant, who also has a train around the corner to try and get in.
Yeah, but he just sold clean rice.
I just went to pick and pay.
Cleanest rice in town.
Been doing it for 7 years.
It's crazy. They take it very seriously. But yeah, I mean, they do. Australia is really a nice place.
But
Sydney
okay,
is really a nice place.
You saying the food? Compare the food because you recently been to Paris.
Yeah.
Ooh. How is the food in Paris?
Expensive. Have you tasted expensive yet?
I have once or twice.
Very expensive.
Not Parisian expensive.
Tastes exactly like South Africa, but. You feel it.
You're doing the calculations the whole time, man.
Bruh, they tell you not to
20
do
20 euros.
How are you not going to do the calculations?
Yeah.
I'm not Bill Gates. Mm. I've got to go, hey, bruh, this burger, 750 rand. It's mal, bruh.
No, that's
like,
crazy.
Listen, okay, well, that was the one joint we night one, we get there. So now my wife, bless her heart, doesn't, like, I know it's Europe.
Mm.
And I tell her, she's...
Is this her first time in Europe?
It was her first time to Paris, first time in Europe. She says, listen, she's enamored by this whole Eiffel Tower. Mm. She's having a great time. But she sees a restaurant you always see in some of the movies and stuff. And she goes, let's go and have like a meal there, like something small.
Yeah.
I said, okay. I said, listen, this me trying to buffer. Let's walk 3 or 4 blocks down.
Let's walk to the dodgy part.
This is the line. Get a more authentic.
Authentic.
McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
So she goes, I can see this is what she, yeah, you can, she's, oh yeah, I get it. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to disappoint you night one.
Shame, man.
So we go in and I go, and we order like burgers.
Mm.
Bruh, it was 750 rand a burger.
Fuck.
Then, but this is a tourist trap.
Yeah. Mm.
So after when the bill came, I made sure I left the bill open so she could see what I was covering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then she was like, what? Then that Cape Town came straight back to her spine. And she's like, not again.
Yeah.
We're going to go and find a place where we can buy food now.
Because, I mean, was the burger even worth it?
It was a good burger, but it wasn't
750.
Well, I mean, 750.
There are 15 burgers in Cape Town better than that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My thing is just that that was an outlier experience. For the most part, when we went to McDonald's, a Big Mac McMeal was like 200 bucks.
Mm. Fucking hell.
And I mean, it's 400 rand to go to McDonald's. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Is it like the closest you are to the Eiffel Tower, the more expensive stuff is?
Yeah, because those touristy things spots will catch you. But I mean, you're going to do the basics. Mm. And then I will say this, the food is really good.
It's the butter.
It's really good.
There's butter in everything.
They slapped him with the butter. They slapped him with the The food is really good. It is not cheap. But there are like places that we went where it was like, they give you like, it's a cheese roll and ham. And it like, it's amazing.
Yeah. Mm.
But I also like say, compared to what? South African food is good, bruh.
Mm. Yeah,
we are spoiled. It's really good, yeah.
The thing about
South African
with South African food is that a lot of our stuff is fresh, and compared with like the US, for example, so much less preservatives in it.
So when
people come here, they like, everything tastes like it should taste, actually.
Now I will say that about those Frenchies too, eh? They've got T-shirts says Frenchie on it.
No.
In case you didn't
know. But I was like, so
what's
so
the South African version?
Like, there's so many things you can get cancelled for.
Yeah.
So I go, they do keep it very like purist. Like if you sit down at like a place that's not a tourist trap, they will go, they bring you a bottle of water, bread and cheese. And it's great. And whatever you eat is so simple. It's like cut up fruit with a little cream or like... There's no big... We do bulk meals there, bruh. It's a 250ml juice. And it's things like that. But it's presented just in a more basic, unpretentious form. But at a high quality. Yeah. So that's what people refer. It's good. It's going to be good. You go like, we can chow like this at home, man. We just cut up 3 apples.
Yeah.
And you never do it. You never do it.
No. But the food was great. It was great. But I mean, I think that South Africa is really good. Cape Town, bruh.
Yeah.
Cape Town.
So you
delicious things here.
Cape Town food is obviously better than Joburg's food.
Listen, I'm going to say this out loud. I love Joburg, but when it comes to, especially there's a belt, and I would say when you get to that, like you know that fast food section, Cape Town's killing it, because there's Owens in Lansdowne making burgers out of a garage that is amazing, bruh.
Yeah.
With the apple reduction.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't get that in Joburg.
And it's properly trained chefs just doing their own thing now.
Proper.
It's becoming more common now.
But
it's
also you got recipes that you learn from like your tiny and stuff. That Bucky's Biryani, that Moors, bruh. They sell it like...
Never been?
No, well, they sell it on the road in my old hood. They just got three Moors pots.
That's all they need.
That's all they need. And then they just kept it in Bucky's. People come frit that stuff.
How far is it from here?
It's about 15. I'm not a biryani guy. I don't like rice food.
We could find something for you.
You see,
there,
that
though.
Is also you. I'm spoiled.
Yeah,
you're spoiled and sturdy. With the orthopedic shoe.
Orthopedic
I knew when I saw you.
Yeah.
This type of Owens.
Yeah.
But what you do now is you make your own food that you like. As opposed to like, you
Where?
Know.
Because I'm like, fuck, stuff. I make my own. We buy the meat, the khoi, the butter, the thyme, the garlic, yeah, the works, the whole fucking
I like
thing.
To arrange our meeting times for like around supper. And I'm like, I think you can make supper for us also. That's fantastic.
The greatest like tip I can give you is buy Asian ingredients because you can mangle all that stuff together and anything tastes perfect. You can put it with noodles, you can put it with rice, you can put it with alice. You just you don't like Asian food.
I love it, but I will find a way to mess that up. I'm not bad, but I'm just like it sounds.
No, but you make
every
like
time
a toasted
I look
sandwich.
At those things, like these things look vult. No, bro, I can cook. The funny thing is, when I do cook, I actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
So like part of what I want to do with my year. My reasoning is there. The only way I'm going to lose weight is when I learn how to cook well.
Yeah.
Stuff that you like and
things that I like that I can go source ingredients for.
Yeah.
Okay. So I, like part of what I'm too old to try and learn a language.
Yeah.
I want
no.
to learn how to cook because I actually quite enjoy that. So I
it
do
works.
Think, and whatever I cook, now, my mother gives me the recipe, my bro, it come out like my mommy. I've got my mother's hand.
If you can read, you can cook.
My mom could never do that. So, I mean, I think we all have that thing of, did you cook at home? Probably
no,
not.
I cooked for myself like lunchtimes, but my mother would cook like with
dinner
her,
is.
Yeah,
like
but her mood dictated.
Slice bologna.
There's a movie with fucking someone, some blonde woman, and she, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and she would cook, and whatever emotion she was feeling, the guests, if she was sad, the guests would cry when they eat it.
I have no idea what
my Tanya is like that. Ah. So she will make, when she don't lust to cook, my bro, you can taste it. Yeah, like the meat is foul, and like...
There's no love. There's no love
but
in that
when
food.
She's in a good mood, and she makes a curry, fucking...
So you must tell your bali, listen.
Keep her happy.
Your best this week. Performances.
But now, yeah.
But what I was thinking is like, as colored males growing up, it's like so few colored males cook growing up. It's like that is the domain of your mother.
Yeah.
Like my dad was useless in the kitchen. But
my dad
but
too,
now at home, you and I are the main cooks
it's
in our homes.
Toxic masculinity, Joey.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It is toxic.
You're not supposed to be in the kitchen. The woman must be in the kitchen.
But you and I do most
my
of
wife
the
does fuck off.
Like dude, dinner time is...
Dude, for year, like, for ages, my father would sit in my house and just go, are you gonna cook? then he goes, I go, yeah, I'm gonna cook. Then he goes, don't you wanna just catch a Nando's? It's on me.
No faith.
Because you can see the bra is, I don't know if he's disappointed on a fundamental level. Or, and then I make a child and he's like, yeah, this thing is.
You just like
your mother's.
Cook.
Yeah, yeah. I've got the recipe from Bobby, I just make it.
Yeah.
But like it's, my father-in-law was good. Mm. It was good. And he enjoyed it. And when he came over, every day he was like, what do you want? Come buy me mutton. Hey,
come buy me mutton.
I got my mutton and a bottle of brandy.
Uitgesort.
And I brought you two blocks of cheese, my
yeah. But we
get
can buy, though.
Drunk
we
and then you gooi extra cheese.
They teach you how to braai.
That's it. It's this weird thing that, it's okay to cook, but only if it's outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Braai and poiki. Yeah, if it's on the fire.
Do
guys,
again.
I'm going to say something sacrilegious
say
now.
Do it.
I'm not. The older I get, the more I can't deal with braai meat, this bulk, just braaiing business. I can't eat red meat like that anymore. I get cramps.
Oh,
and number
two,
I'm not a fan of it. I think I've eaten a lot of braai, man. I want something interesting. Like I enjoy a pochi because I knew I'm getting a stew, man. It's like I like the fanfare.
You're the only one, my friend.
Yeah, I'm not
you're
the only one. Yeah.
I like the fanfare of standing there, and I will eat it. And it,
you
know, I mean, it's nice,
pot,
but it's not something
touch
I go. Like with a braai, I'm like, oh, it's gone braai.
I thought you were going to say, listen to your ancestors. The first time that I cooked for my then girlfriend, but now wife, when I made a poiki at their house, my father-in-law came to sit outside and he's like just sitting watching me. And now I'm doing the pot the way I make a pot. He's like, you understand why are you putting in this, the onions first and then that.
That was the true test.
And I'm like,
chill.
Yeah, because that's the base of my pot.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but also when the Khoisan were making food in the desert, I was like, bro, what are you talking
you
about?
You lost me at when the Khoisan.
Yeah, yeah. We got running water.
I zoned out, blacked out, and then you were like, and that's why.
But I don't try and be like alpha male around the fire. I think if it's less work for me, it's date. Like, so if people come visit and they want to take over, by all means.
Dude, I absolutely love it when you want to take these tongs.
It's the best. It's the
I'm not a
best.
Fan of Brian. I like being there and we gooi me nog 'n koue.
Yeah.
Lekker in 'n geselskap, but Like, I mean, there's nothing. A braai isn't like.
Yo, but you must do wild shit, man. Like, buy a whole brisket and try and smoke that thing.
Yeah, that's it. You should make it unique for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Because then you slap that with rolls and coleslaw. That's all.
No,
you
that's
need.
A win.
Yo, and you know, those videos are constantly showing up on my Instagram videos.
Like, why?
Every other video is like someone doing a brisket or a pork belly or this or
and
that.
And the thick cuts on the pork belly is like bacon and then it's fucking liquor. And the butter and the roll.
And then you're always
going after this.
You see on Netflix now, you're always like, Braai Master, we can do Braai Master. I can do Braai Master. But then you watch Braai Master and you realize, I can't do Braai Master.
No,
but also that pressure, bro.
Have you ever seen...
Desserts on the fucking fire. Are you mad? Like malva pudding and cock.
Did you see that move on Netflix? The chef's table?
Yes.
But the barbecue version?
Yes.
Yeah. With a bra, I had to go straight from high school to go and work in the pits.
Yeah, my bro.
The pits of hell.
That literally.
This man must make a pig, my bro. No way. You know when a bra has got a mop, basting the whole thing with a mop, I'm like, I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to go.
That liquor.
Yeah,
that
just
like
smoked at me.
They're not saying that with sauce and stuff like that. Mop goes in, they out, and bah,
the amount of sugar.
With a dry rub, he's here, and he's looking away. Mm. And he's beer. Now they're good.
Yes, that is the dream. But obviously, we don't have a full smoker, but I did try a brisket. We don't have brisket like they have in that shows, man.
No, bro, it's not the same thing. It's but I think there's some Afrikaner ones that are.
But also, I told you, like, if. I think that our butchery screw us over sometimes, man. They tell you this is a lekker cut of brisket and you take it home and that thing, that is what brisket should look like, man. You need to go with someone who knows that. I'll take my dad because my dad's in the meat business and I'll have my dad tell me exactly which cut to take.
Because we don't know what a good cut of meat really is.
You hope that they're not screwing you over.
I go like, whenever I've been to a chisanyama, great chow. And I'm like, this is not good cuts.
Nah,
bro. Can't be.
Yeah, we're talking a lot about food, eh?
The whole show. So my wait, man. We were talking about the producer said, no, I mustn't. We mustn't talk about it. You guys went to see Batman.
We did go watch Batman.
Yes.
Was it good?
It is very... If you haven't seen it, watch it. You must
it's
watch
three,
it.
Look, it's too long.
The 3 hours is rough.
I thought we were going to go... Jody's like, no, we'll wait for you. I was like, us bros like,
nah,
he's gonna wait for me.
Yeah. He didn't tell me the Friday. He's like, yeah, I'm on leave. I'm going to go watch it in the middle of the day.
I didn't smoke with people.
There's nothing like a midday movie.
That's a beautiful thing.
Especially when you have a test or an exam the next day that you know you're going to go
but
to the doctor.
But I'll still go with you because my wife isn't going to watch it. So if I need another cinematic.
Listen, I may call on you this evening. I don't know how Ross's day is looking.
No, my day is fucked. I'm sorry. I need to make supper.
I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm making a brisket.
No, it's really good, but... I think a lot of people are going to compare it to the previous movies and be like...
Everyone is comparing it. Mm. Not to even the previous movies. To the
Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And that's a very high standard.
No, it is. But I think this is better.
Yeah, look, as
what?
I think it's a better Batman movie.
If you understand... if you understand Batman and what Batman is about, no film so far has actually done a faithful Batman representation in a movie. They always tend to focus on the action, the villains, the rogues gallery, you know, the fun stuff.
Yeah.
But Batman at his core is called the world's greatest detective.
I did not know that. I won't lie. I was always watching for the quietness. And also, I always thought...
for the quietness.
I thought it was because he's such a broody character. And
he's very broody.
He's dealing with a lot
this
of...
This is the broodiest. This is the broodiest we've got.
Broody Wayne.
He's right up there with Michael Keaton.
Eating a yogurt. This is terrible.
but this guy has hair, so it's like, this is terrible.
He's beautiful. This man is beautiful.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm excited to see it because I take your guys' opinion.
Nah, look.
Very seriously. Because when Owen's shooting me, I don't always believe him. Like,
they could have cut a solid 20 minutes at least.
At least. They could have.
Owen indulged themselves a little. I was like very nervous.
Yeah.
This brah. But I mean,
but
could they have gone worse than after Ben Affleck?
You
I mean,
have
can
to
you
see.
Really
I
must
really
watch
like Ben Affleck's Batman.
Did you like it?
I liked his Batman. I
we
didn't
should
like
flog
the
you
movies.
In the back. Flog him.
Did you
but
see
Robert
his tattoo?
No.
Ben Affleck. He's got a massive. He's got a massive phoenix. His whole back.
Since when?
Google it, bruh.
Yo, I did not know that. Find it now. I thought you were saying that you were nervous about Pattinson. And I was nervous
about Pattinson.
But if you've seen his independent movies, then you'd be a lot more...
comfortable.
Yeah. Because
it's because we hang him up on that Twilight.
Exactly.
No, bruh, that has to be photoshopped. That's real. No, guy, that's...
We'll add a link to this when we put this episode bride out.
This bruh, they must watch him, mate. That is...
Jesus.
That's like...
That's real, bruh.
Wow. It's like having a... Remember, what was that tiger...
So many
that
colors.
That very expensive jeans they used to have. It's like tattooing an Ed Hardy T-shirt on your body.
I'm surprised there's no jewels. It's so colorful. Why is it so colorful?
And he's sleeping with J-Lo.
Yeah, and J-Lo mentioned it, but no one had seen it. And when they were dating and whatever, she did make a joke about the back tattoo. And people were like, what back tattoo? Because he's always covered it up.
Did they take it out in Batman vs. Superman?
Anything he was in.
Oh, we've never seen.
That's the only time I can recall seeing him topless.
Need polyfiller. They painted the whole thing.
A bra mind said, actually, okay, don't. Glenn Biederman and Pam said he doesn't ask them, does he have tattoos? Yeah. I don't. He said it's too expensive to cover it up as an actor for productions. So I go, and he says, then he told me, you know how much money those Owens spend on situations like where Ben Affleck has a tattoo that they need to remove.
Seriously?
Yeah, apparently it's a ton of money going into imagine. Just polishing that out.
Can't you just get the clicks in like...
Just think too. Just think
buy
about
some
just think about like how many shots of pirate... well, no, not pirate. Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp has besmet many tattoos. Right? Yeah. You just imagine like on average like movie like what is that? Finding Neverland. How much of that? The whole movie. So
yeah.
Every single shot. The bra's got a tattoo in it.
But now, talking about acting,
yeah,
you did share with us some of your own acting experiences. I saw your new ad also that's come out.
Oh, you got a new
ad.
That's
getting a psalm on that.
Is it?
Oh, it's quality stuff.
What is it
stuff.
For, Johnny?
For insurance. For,
no, it's Lekker Slaap.
Lekker Slaap, yeah.
Insurance. Obviously, it wasn't paying
attention. All the same.
No, in my head, I was like,
it's got the same tone.
Something for seker.
Lekker Slaap.
That same feel.
That is South African Airbnb.
Bookings.
Okay,
it's, like it's a competitor to bookings.
Similar to Airbnb, but they like
it's a
coastal
town. Afrikaans vibes.
Yeah.
You know why?
It
was great. Listen, this one was easy because I told you guys the previous time.
Yeah.
I'm not an actor. Yeah. I only do these things when my friends call me and say, Alfred, this is you. You have to play you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be simple. You got two lines. I don't fight for lines. I say less is more. Facial expression. I'm method. I go.
We know your method.
The method is I am myself the whole time. Yeah.
That's
so
a good method.
It's a friend of mine called Ben. It's the same guys that Ben and Bosch Power. They're the same ones that are involved with Hotel, who are also acting.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So every now and then they go, here's a part here that this is Alfie. Yeah. And they call me up, and then that's how that happened. Mm. It was literally like a last minute thing, and then I rocked up. And it was a lot of fun. I just stood there, but I had like one line.
So give us the line.
I go, it's going to be weird out of context.
You need the context, yeah.
So this bra goes, the middle bra goes, we all on a holiday. Catching fish, whatever.
Okay.
Like fly fishing.
Okay.
And we're standing on the thing, and then he makes a cack joke, a daddy joke. Like he goes, some cack joke, it's like, and then the next bra goes, what does the all fish jokes, like, what does a fish do? It's carp, and it's a terrible line. And then my terrible dad joke is, wat sing die visse in die kerk? Solemns. That's literally my line.
That is his love also.
And then I laugh myself. The best part, they cut out. I break myself in this thing. I break myself into a cough. Which
like
I thought
I
was
do.
A great, great touch.
Did you write that joke?
No. That was pre-written. I just got there and I just put life into it.
Because
it is dead boring. Yeah. It's like dead bad. And then these Owens get a phone. The one bra gets a maino, gets a phone call from his wife going, no. Because the kids, there's three boys, there's three parents. He goes, Dad, he puts the phone down and says, listen, I think we've got pass now, Vikrong. Because they took their lighties out as Dad's weekend and it's pass. Like
the
wife is at home going, where are you? So that's the gist of it. But it's a fun thing. Mm. And it's everywhere, bro. They're blasting that thing.
Yeah, that okay. is pumping.
I don't have pumping. Television. Don't throw me under the bus again, you fucker. We were talking to Jawahir, my bro. And this is Jawahir now talking about Sait-Oester. Sait-Oester. And I'm
who's what character is that?
Kashi.
Oh, Kashi. Mm. Yeah. My wife loves that thing.
Yeah.
I got an onto it and we never stop.
But
it is
fucking
addictive.
I fucking tell her now, I don't have DSTV. I can't watch. And Jody's like, no, it's very accessible. And I'm like, no, I don't have. He's like, it's on Showmax. I don't have Showmax. He's like, I'll give you my password. She's sitting right there. I'm like, Jody, shut the fuck up. I don't watch the show. And then she's like, I'm not awkward at all.
Yeah, there's a clip for it called Jody Makes Things Awkward.
She's Talib's daughter. Peterson's daughter. Mm. So like when I, because that's always like Natalie said, you know, this is Talib Peterson's daughter. Mm. So we watched, Natalie watched the hell out of it. I started watching it as a joke in lockdown.
Yeah.
And then Natalie's like, what nonsense are you watching? She's still watching, bro. It's episode 736. She's like, watches for the week. It's like that. I really quite like it. I was, that Tyson Owens is shot on the same lot.
Yeah.
Atlantic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yasin and Simon were on there.
Yes.
Tyson Owens.
Recently, yes.
Yeah, but I don't know. They attempted to speak Afrikaans, apparently.
Oh, no.
The part I saw was English.
Oh, okay.
Very English.
I would never. You can clap. I can't clap.
I would clap. After, you know when the Afrikaans producers are happy with your Afrikaans, they go, we need to get you in for it. Yeah.
Is that the hanky coming?
I was in a bus now. Like, does it go hanky or?
It goes. Listen, sometimes I have to catch myself. I hear an accent.
Yeah.
Because I'm on Afrikaans television, so I'm like, yeah, bring it back. But and sometimes I go the other way. Then I'm like, oh no, you didn't grow up like that. Dude, that's too flat.
Yeah.
You know, like so. I always try in media. Mm. My goal is to try and represent people of color.
Yeah.
Correctly.
Accurately. Yes, 100%.
Because we are not.
We're not.
All of us have great parents, brought up properly. Manne praat van, you know, the place in Doha. We're not all Dimakar.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
It's not autism, but I think we did speak to Jawahir about it. How when they talk like the colored accent, when you hear it on radio, and there's Jay and Joe. And like, I don't know any colored person who says Joe.
Who are these people?
They're
what are they basing it on?
They're not basing.
I don't understand.
We watched a movie. We were invited to a premiere the other day. Is that the color thing?
Probably.
The other day. And
I hear a lot of Cape Townians. My sister-in-law and a friend of my wife's does this. Look at you. Look at you.
Yeah.
That's not a word. Look at you. Let's now start. That's not the beginning of a sentence. Look at you.
But you must look at you.
But you know what they want you to do.
Just look at you. So it was actually quite refreshing because it was written by a colored guy, had colored actors, and you could tell that the script was written by a colored guy.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, you know when it's authentic. Yeah. And
it's very authentic.
Felt like ad-libbed at some time.
Yeah, it felt like they were just, it was very natural. Like, like this is how colored people communicate
like,
with each other.
We need more of this kind.
Absolutely. I think about when I looked, growing up, all of us, the three of us, we all grew up watching a ton of television.
Yeah.
It was my life. I watched TV. I wanted to be Nick Slaughter so bad.
I wanted to be anywhere the wind blows. Blows right back to me. He was the only man that they were a Hawaiian shirt, a short. No, but he switched it up, Sinjay.
With the sandal cheek?
My bro.
Maradona?
Nazi sandal cheek? No.
But that looked like you bought it at dusk.
Thomas, it's 2K. We accept sponsorship.
We'll take a sponsorship.
I'll wear orthopedic shoes for this game. Nick Slaughter, bro.
So yeah, we grew up with that. So, like, when we... I don't even know what my train of thought was.
Sorry. We grew up watching TV.
We were never represented. So, watch a lot of TV. And I was always very proud of Charlene Surti Richards. Because I always felt like I went, look at this. Feel a second thing, yeah. These are poor people. These aren't cheap people.
Yeah.
I like that story. And those stories, those like Kringa in the Bos, Talin Matia, those sort of things did happen.
Yeah.
We had those instances where the dikendes lach.
Yeah. No
fucks me can weg. You know, you don't even know if it's, you know, those things that happened.
Yeah.
But what I didn't What I didn't always like, and I'm not just talking about like for actors of Charlene and them's generation and my parents' generation, is that they suffered from the stereotype the most. So when they got into media situations like this, they weren't brown Owens interviewing them. It was always Afrikaans people, and they needed to sort of pander to that a bit and play into that stereotype. It's like, oh, I say, lekker, bring him terug. And like, and then, the, like, when I used to see Charlene in interviews, I'd go, yo, this is jarring. Because I'm like, this is like very calm. You know what I mean? Like, it's hectic. Then I go, and then I'd see other interviews where she was like herself. And I go, then I'll try to explain that. And I think it was Stewart or someone that explained to me, is like, you must understand the pressure of that time. This is a working actress or actor in apartheid that is just trying to make these people comfortable with her. And comfortable was unfortunately the stereotype.
Yeah, 100%. And you look at like...
Because when she had to go, listen, when I was studying this and I did it, and it's a very intellectual conversation. Can you imagine how you freak those people out?
No, but you know what I mean? This is not what we...
This is not what we want.
We can do... We have those freedoms now because those people went through those things.
But my neighbor, my old neighbor, RIP, yeah. Mrs. Chodon, she was from Uppington. Charlene's heritage is also from Uppington.
Yes, my uncle actually went to high school with her, I think.
Yeah, so she used to visit my neighbor, and she would switch between...
Like, really?
Yeah, it depends on the emphasis that she's trying to make. So she would...
Yeah.
It was quite a scene, man, because you could tell this is a fucking smart woman.
Mm. Yes, yes.
Doing her thing, and then she's like, she'll take it to the hood if she needs
to. And so when she passed away, I was very sad by it. But it also made me think about sometimes when I'm around my father, my parents, my dad used to jump accents into whatever the accent is the person.
Okay.
Now I was supposed to do that, right?
Okay.
So I go,
code
but
switching.
Where I go, I go, it's a survival thing.
Yeah, bro.
Because when you're a businessman in the Eastern Cape, when you sound the less intimidating, you're trying to get 200 bags of potatoes out of this farmer so that you can go and sell it over there at your shop so you can feed your
kids.
So
give us an example. How would you get 200 bags of potatoes?
You go on, you drag.
No, you don't praat, man.
Yeah, no, kijk, so, we're going to lekker, yeah. We're going to go on. We're bar your sakje, bar sakje, yes, you know. We'll be rainfall here. We're going to be here, so we're going to go. That's basically, so like, weirdly enough, my dad would never take that accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My dad was really good when he spoke to like bad Afrikaans ones at being a strong brown man. But when it came to speaking to Chinese people, my bra turns, because he wants these people to feel comfortable.
The Chinese accent.
And he does that. Bruh.
You can't do that today.
No.
And black people?
But people used to do. He doesn't switch, but you can hear there's a tonality that changes. Yeah. So you go, and that wasn't, I did that too. And that wasn't because of a thing where you go, you're trying to make this person feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And your weird warp trigger is to turn over.
It's a weird thing. My sister used to do it with black people. And then I told her, how would you like it if a white person speaks to you in a colored accent?
I still get that all the time.
My bro.
I want to me with our way. I'm like, have you ever heard me? Yeah. Have you ever heard me? Me and you went to...
I'm wearing a chino and a golfer, my bro. You coming to me, I wear.
I went to school with a girl in high school. Huh? White girl. She texts me. I haven't spoken to this woman in 25 years.
Mm.
20 years, right? She texts me.
Hosh.
Obviously, so she starts with the same thing. She starts with awe. I'm like, you are as white as they come tomorrow morning.
Have you ever used that word anywhere else?
For some reason, you knew that who I was then. If you'd paid proper attention, you would have noticed that I was not this. I would never. You're stepping in wrong. She turned me off immediately. Like, I didn't even finish I didn't even start the conversation with her. I was like, because that is exactly what you're saying now.
Yeah.
But I do think a lot of our parents now, that 5 years ago, that stopped.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of the time I had to go to my aunts, my dad, I go, no, you can't.
Because
it doesn't, it's not liquor, it doesn't sit well.
Nah.
Does not.
I actively don't do it. So I try, no matter what forum I'm in, I try and keep my accent as natural as possible.
Yeah.
Whether I'm speaking like proper words or I'm saying away.
Absolutely.
I do say away in meetings.
What I've had to do, like working with international students again, is to sometimes just slow down.
Yeah, but you're talking to Americans. That's so it. They cuck stupid.
So they like they'll come and they like, what are you saying? So
I just edit you out.
So I don't. I actively try not to lose me.
Yeah.
But I'll slow down.
Yes. You're like, yeah.
My pace.
Oh my
Absolutely.
God.
Yeah.
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 No, dude. It's a very important point, especially for people in media right now. I noticed this, friends of mine, that I've had to tell.
Mm.
Listen, guy. Do you realize that every time you make a joke, you blacksint?
Mm.
And it's so ingrained in people's backbone that they struggle to step out of it.
Mm.
They go, but an accent can't be funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was the, like back in the day, I was very unpopular for saying to a lot of comics.
I thought you were going to stop there. back in the day, I was very unpopular.
I was very unpopular for saying, like, say what you will about Jacob Zuma, for example. Whatever you believe about his politics, take that away.
Yeah.
I go, you cannot tease the man, comics now, tease the man based on his accent.
Yeah.
Because this
English.
Is not his native tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's number one. And number two, when that number thing came out, there was Owen said it a prank that I loved because I was going, they wrote the number because you're supposed to write it in words. They just gave him the thing, right? So then all these Owens were so critical, they walked up to people in the street and go, say this number.
Yeah.
Mm. It's exactly the same number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, they were butchering it. So I go like, you need to set perspective. Don't just embarrass people for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Because that's not an education thing.
No.
That's a brass accent.
You have to have a certain amount of intelligence to be that corrupt.
Yeah.
Like it takes some trickiness.
To do it properly.
Bruh, how do you get a trillion into Dubai?
Zuma will show you.
How, bruh?
$1 at a time.
The man has how many charges against him? 700 and something.
Yeah.
My bro is at home.
Chilling.
Having a tea.
Mm.
Calling Shabir. Dude, I did a gig years ago. I did a gig years ago when Pravin Gordhan was on the outs in that period where he was having a lot because I was chasing him around, like he used death threats and stuff. And I got a phone call to say, listen, there's a gig. It's a corporate gig. We need you to come. We can only tell you when you're there. Yeah. It's a political high flyer is going to be there. There's going to be a lot of security, and the room is just lawyers.
Yes.
I say, yes.
Sure.
That sounds like me. And the trick in those moments is that they are, this is my superpower. They booked me. They didn't book the person I think I should be.
Yeah.
So when I get there, I'm Alfie. I'm Alfieing it up. Me and Pravin were talking. He's like that. Me and Pravin, every time he came up to the podium, he, at the point, was like, you see, Alfred, that's fake news.
Yeah.
We had a thing. I mean, he became really comfortable, and he was very funny, but it was very intense, because I was like, there was security sitting in the audience.
Mm.
There was one bra, looked like he was like just turned 18, but you could see he knew things.
Mm. He's had a hard life to that point.
Bra's got tactical. Bra's in a suit. I'm like, duh, OG. Duh, OG, because he had two personal bodyguards.
Yeah. Mm.
Does bra look like he could, my bro?
Yeah.
It looked like he could find water under concrete. You know what I mean? Just look scary.
But you don't really do a lot of political stuff.
I don't really do it at all. I don't find it funny.
Yeah.
If I can't find it funny, there's no point in me trying to squeeze juice.
I also find it's like when Donald Trump was president in America, then every single late night TV show host, and I know you hate
late night TV shows, but it's terrible.
Donald Trump said this today. Donald Trump tweeted this today.
Trevor did that for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, no one's even trying to find other content.
Trevor's cock rich now. So
don't speak anything. He wants to come to the party.
Hey, oh, yes, get it.
I don't know him.
Huh?
I met him.
No, let's get him.
This is
if you could get Trevor.
If we can get
you
Trevor.
You tell me, I'll come too.
I'm going to fucking tag Trevor Noah in this guy.
This is the other weird thing about Trevor. We're not talking about movies today, are we?
We won't at some point.
So there's a weird thing about Trevor Noah is that everyone always on my follow my social media recently, I pick up like increasing amounts of, it happened ages ago with Natalie as well, increasing amounts of like negative slights at Trevor, right? And it's normal. You're the biggest, one of the biggest comedians
they'll
in the world.
With,
you're going to get it,
you
know? And they compare me to that person. So I go, so I made a video. Actually, it happened with Natalie where they started becoming too comfortable saying ugly things. right? And then one day I was like, how am I going to combat this? Because 99% of my audience are decent people, but there's 1% that can trigger.
Is that, what platform is this on?
This is on mostly on Facebook.
Okay.
So you find that the more mature the platform, the more crazy it is.
No, but you must come to TikTok, right?
People no, they burn me. They don't give I'm a fuck. No, they slap me there too. But what I have done, I thought worked really well, was they started saying things that were out of hand about Natalie. Now, remember, even though Natalie is such a big part of this thing, that's not Natalie's channel.
Yeah.
It's me. Natalie is a character that laughs. Mm. They think, people still think that Natalie does 15 minutes of stand-up. You know what I mean? Natalie can't put two jokes together, but that's not who she does. She does, you know, she's different. She does different things. So my thing is, they started saying a lot of negative things, right? And then I went, wait, this needs to stop. Yeah. Now, but I can't tell them to stop. This is how I'm, they think they're invincible because they're keyboard gangsters. Then I took all of the negative, I took 10 negative comments and 10 positive comments and I put them in a bottle and I just mixed it up. And I said, Natalie, pull it out with the name on it because it was public. Yeah. It would go, Jody said, J-leg duck and I jeans.
Jody, what the fuck?
You know,
but I'm just gonna help people, man. Size,
no, but like things are horrible to be things they say to us.
Yeah.
Natalie says,
yeah.
And I would name it and put the name. Because it was you said it in a public forum. It's 100%, public. My bro, those ugly tweets. It just
That's a fucking smart way to deal
I think
with
that
it.
They love the anonymity of just being able to throw it out.
Some of them commented and said, I didn't must not mean like that. I said, no,
but you said it.
You said how much we feel.
Yeah.
Then it was a big fun video, but then it stopped. It stopped. And like every time, now with Trevor, same story. Keeps getting negative, so I decide, but it backfired on me. Yeah, I tune. This is, and I'm gonna share the story here. Trevor Noah, whatever people might say about him, Trevor Noah is one of the biggest, he's on Forbes list top three highest paid comedians in the world. Yeah. There is a reason for that. He didn't fall his way into these things, right?
He stole his way into this,
you know, standard stuff. So, my vibe is this. Every time I've ever dealt with Trevor, he's been nothing but lovely to me. So I just need to say that.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not part of this bandwagon that's going
to
jump on
it. But if you're rich, I imagine you can be nice to people. That's the bare minimum you have to do.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying that people assume
can,
that
but
he
not
isn't.
Everyone does.
People assume that he's not.
Yeah.
You know, and so I go like, no, bruh, I just want to say I have nothing against Trevor every time I've met Trevor. In fact, I met Trevor late one night, the first time, and he was with mutual friends of mine, and he said, no, come sit with us. And he chatty, bro. He's a very chatty. Then 3 years later, bumped into him at the Montreal Comedy Festival and said, Alfred, I haven't seen you in a while. Remembered my name. I was like,
shit.
I was astonished. I'm also very good looking.
No,
I mean, that goes without saying.
It's definitely face
and
first.
He's always like, we went to dinner one day, he always treated me like a.
Yeah.
Now, I can't speak for other people, but I didn't want this narrative to start snowballing. But I tell these stories. My bro, it was like I was inviting people to tune Trevor Samur. My bro, they started climbing in. No, but he uses God's name in vain. Then I deleted the tweet because I'm like, Trevor's not going to read this. He's just going to go, Alfred Adrian spoke cock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's on your platform now.
Absolutely. So sometimes
it's just. But I do have a complaint about this man's platform.
Ooh.
This Trevor, man.
Oh, no, yours. Oh, shit.
No, I'm.
He
not
said no.
Spill it.
You make things look too easy. Way too easy. So we do videos as well, right?
Yeah.
And we have to like think it through, prepare ourselves and all that. And when I was telling my wife, like, you know, Ross and I need to make some content. And she's like, why don't you just record? Ross is coming over today. I'm like, it doesn't just happen like that. She's like, yeah, but look at Alfred's videos. Alfred's stuff is just like
organic.
They're just recording. I'm like, no, he's making an effort. He like actually plays.
So I will say this. The secret is that I do make it easy for myself.
Mm.
So when I find a funny idea, those things aren't edited. Yeah. I shoot and we go. But those are the clips. But when it comes to Natalie and me and a vlog, or I'm going to Cape Town, like right now I'm shooting a vlog, so that's why I take those clips. There's, it's the same thing because I have to catch the moment. I can't tell you to say that again, but there is effort in it. So, but I've learned to sort of buy, I don't buy expensive gear. I buy gear that will make my life easy. So I've got an action camera, my Swiklane.
Mm.
because I can just put it there or just clip it on here and love
and
my
that's
life.
The one in most of your videos, that's the one you use on or your iPhone.
That's my phone. Whatever phone I have, yeah. That's it. And I just shoot. Mm. And then I edit it. But the magic is still in the fact that I somehow have been able to get people to just like me for me.
But they also like Natalie, taking into account, you know how Natalie's going to react.
I know. I can gauge. I know this.
You know her mood, her current mood.
I know. I know when to jump in. Sometimes you'll notice it's just me in the video. Yes. She's asleep. The thought is here now. You know what I mean? I need to get it out. It would be great if I could get a response. But, you know, it's just not the way the thing is.
Yeah.
And I think people pick up on that. Also, the same thing I do is that I don't always just spit out positive stuff. The other day, Brisbane Comedy Festival, they didn't think I was, like, couldn't give me a spot. They actually called me afterwards.
Did they respond after?
Yeah, they said they were like, no, we did. Like, we just don't have the space. But let's talk about this next year. Great. But everything isn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's the matrix, bruh. You have to build in some brokenness for
to
people
legit.
To not reject the system.
That movie was cacked, though.
Speaking of.
My bro. I have long lost seen such a whopper of a fucking shit.
Yes. It was.
What did they do to the Merovingian with those feathers?
He's a bear.
He's the only guy.
But now why must he be a bear? You took. We had everything. I'm like, but you're fighting at a high level.
Yeah.
Surely you can rob a bank.
Yeah. You know, something.
Do you know what was weird for me about that film is that people either passionately hated or passionately loved that movie.
I have not met someone who
loved passionately loved it.
I've found people who love this movie, and all the things that I hate are things that they feel are like, this is exactly why I love this movie.
Man, that doesn't make fucking sense.
I was nervous already because they had a beautiful, clean little three-part movie that worked nicely.
Yeah.
This thing, where are you going? You need another 100 million grand check.
No.
After that.
Well, I think that they hope it does.
So to this weird thing where you're breaking the fourth wall, like he's now in a game vibe thing.
Yeah.
I go, bruh, where you? They were hoping for another.
I kept
the one,
waiting
bra,
for
the
it
one sister
good.
Isn't in it anymore. Yes. The one Wachowski is out. Eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this was only was it Lana or Lily who made this one?
I don't
Lana,
know.
Lana, I think. So Lily wasn't involved with this one.
Also, Jada Pinkett Smith must die.
Yo,
bro, she's annoying. Yo. There too.
Out of the people to bring back. To come and play an old person. She also, I feel like she played an old person the way that I did in the Sunday school concert when I was like 10 years old. I was the old man. He got the whole world in his hands. I was the old man.
It was just, I had nothing. There was no redeeming factors. I had to watch the whole car crash.
Yeah.
Because you keep waiting for
it
to get good,
watch
right?
It because it's the Matrix.
You keep hoping there's going to be something that redeems everything I've watched.
Sequels that were good, I told you. Mm. Me and Jody speak, unlike you. You
I'm
don't
not
text the
I don't have your fucking number.
Let's have a group now. Okay. Okay. So I go. I watched on the flight back because I sleep on a plane, my bro. I don't need a pill. I slap.
You tip.
Natalie is disgusted with me. Natalie's woken me up from anger. Goes, how can you fall asleep in 2 minutes? And I always go, my heart is pure. This is really our relationship. I think people like think that
think it's a show. Yeah.
This is really like.
But it has
my
to be
wife
real.
Really loves me. Mm. I really have a beauty like slicker.
Mm. It has to be real for it to be that.
Yeah,
good.
It can't doesn't work. If it's
you can't make 800 videos.
Yeah.
And fake it. That's the problem with that thing. Mm. If you used to fake, if I faked it now, I'd be.
Yeah.
Depressed.
You would see immediately. Also.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm tired of this faking business. But anyway, so The Quiet Place, bruh.
Mm. Quiet Place 2.
How did they... it felt like the same movie just went on.
Yeah.
It
was brilliant.
I mean, it did. They really just carried on with that little bit of prequel in the beginning.
Straight out with a shotgun.
So good. The tension, everything. It like took you immediately back into that world and you're like, oh shit. They expanded things, but not to the point where it was like too much.
Yeah.
They just expanded
just
it enough.
Just enough new characters. Yeah. Just enough like more monsters.
Fuck it. When that light is screaming so now after
thing.
Yes. I felt that shit, man. When you're sitting and I'm also not a horror movie guy, but I love this franchise. And you're sitting and you're watching that light and you're like, oh, you're big. Oh, you're big.
Your mother was pregnant and she stepped on a nail. Yes,
and she kept it in.
It's making me physically uncomfortable. Then you've done your job, my bro. That movie was class, honestly.
I also I started going fanboy on it because I was like, wait, man, this is what I really thought about this world. Because you start, when you pause those frames, you see, now there's three in the area. So then he knows that there are three of these aliens in the area. They've seen them. I go, that's very clever, because it's inconsistent, because there's just three of those aliens. She kills the first one, and then the two come running.
Yes.
I go, that's very good.
Yeah. You have to plan.
There's a lot of notes and stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, the next sequel is going to move away from that family now. They're going to now explore
I like that outside
of them. I smack that idea.
I don't know. I like that family.
Emily Blunt. And
I think they should. I unfortunately, this is where I think things are going to go. It's going to go rocky.
So Mr. Stallone is going to join.
Balboa, you're going to watch then. Lundgren. You're going to go away until Creed comes. You know what I mean? So my thing, by the way, I love all the Rocky movies.
No, all even the bad ones.
No,
I cry.
But I mean, you have to watch the bad ones.
You didn't
also.
See. You know that guy was a real boxer.
Tommy Morrison. Yeah. I never let my wife watch Part 5. When we do like our Rocky like marathons, we skip 5.
Yeah, this no, is no, but
I'm like Jenna, you will not watch Part 5. You will go wash the dishes during that.
I will suffer through this alone. Sacrifice for the family. So I think that what they will probably end up doing is, it's a cash cow. That thing was a hit even in lockdown.
Yeah, my money.
Go, this is a cash cow. So what they'll do is they'll go, and it's a family cash cow. The two of them. So they'll do, this one will go to a different world. Hopefully that's still good. But I see a Part 6 in this thing.
Yeah. Or they khoy TV show.
Yeah, TV shows.
Yeah, but then they're going to ruin it, because you can't have that level of intensity the whole time. It was like the undead, Walking Dead. Eventually, those things are too easy to kill, man.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of Walking Dead.
I watched Walking Dead till like the sixth season, and then I just couldn't anymore.
There's a newer
season. 12.
Still, yeah, there's like two or three spin-offs of that now.
I had enough zombies, man.
No, you must wrap it up on 8, man. Wrap it up on 7. 6 seasons, 6, 7. You know what, a thing I enjoyed was the Netflix the Ranch. You know that sitcom?
Why?
Love that.
No one else.
I didn't watch it.
I watched 3 episodes of that. I'm like, this is fucking.
It's because
poo-poo.
You have terrible taste. That thing had like every time it was these. He played with like it was funny but also dramatic at the same time. But like these horrible cliffhangers that would just end in a shuri the next season to make it happy. This bra's gonna die. Then the next thing they just start with funny now. Again. Mm. I'm like, you can't go from your brother's death to hilarity. It's tough. But what I liked about it was is they knew when to get out.
Mm.
It was technically 4 seasons. They say 8, but I mean they do 3 half season.
Nine.
I go, no one should ever think they can do a franchise for 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
No, bruh. Jerry Seinfeld and them did it well. Go out.
Got that on top, yeah.
It's just like when you go to a party.
Yeah.
When you're having your best time, you must leave. So that people associate the party is not liquor when you're there.
Breaking Bad was the same thing, remember?
That is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that and be home early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in fact,
it's a win-win-win.
Yeah. And with your ankles, it's still giving.
My ankles are fine. These actually make me faster.
I'm sure.
Faster at what?
At sitting.
They do look comfortable.
They are weird. Lou, what size are you?
I'm a size 8.
Yeah, we can swap.
No, it's okay.
You don't? Guys, you don't just swap orthopedics like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yours
that
is molded to your foot.
Too. Look but at this. This is a shoe Natalie went, I will leave you.
No, man. That is a shoe that looks like should be in stirrups on a wheelchair. Like, it looks like that shoes.
My ankles were fine in you.
Those are the Stephen Hawking 7s.
Yeah. This one's got the extra rubber grip. Oh, yes.
The Stephen Hawking 7.
The Stephen Hawking.
What is that for? For water? Can you go off-road with the rubber grip?
No, well... So this is the funny thing. It's Goodyear.
Dunlop.
Goodyear. This is when you are old, Bali, when you start talking about, it's not about how sexy they are.
Yes.
But this has got a different kind of grip. Mm. So I went. So.
But you've given up with those.
Yeah, no, but why? I'm married, man.
He's already won at life, man.
I know, but I'm good. Also won.
You also,
look
yeah,
clearly, up my shoe.
Clearly, I look mean, you've got a sock on with it. You can't win more. I like that it's to match with the pants.
Yeah, it's a bit brookie.
You remember that pictures your father had where he was
jawless. Jawless. Yeah.
You there now. You're that,
bruh. I made it.
Yeah, you made it.
The circle is complete.
I'm turning 40 this year. I was like, yeah, I'm a Bali
shit,
man.
Shit, you're turning 40. Yeah, I'm turning 40. Now you look 39. Natalie,
you look good. Yeah. Yeah, no, I look 45. My vitality age is 55.
Uli, oh, mine's 41.
My Bali. Fuck. What do I say now? When I turn 40, Natalie wants to have this big party. I was like, no. We're not having parties. We are having, you must make me a flan. With the bananas on it.
Ooh, with the caramel.
That's the one.
Buy the cream caramel.
Start drinking. Just it. She comes home. What are you doing? I've given up drinking ultra milk.
Yo, guys, we have to wrap up.
Really? Okay. We haven't spoken about movies?
No, we haven't spoken.
We got in a quiet
every time.
Place.
As you, it's
Quiet Place was great. I hope that they make more, but I also know that they're
going to you're going to watch Batman.
Yeah, you're going to watch
Batman. I'm definitely going to go watch Batman. Yeah. I was actually thinking about watching Batman before I come, but I couldn't.
Yeah. And it's 3 hours, but it's no fucking
3 hours. No, I'm watching it in shifts like I watch Spider-Man. That's I haven't seen the new Spider-Man. I saw that Spider-Man animated thing with Miles.
Yeah. Yes.
That thing was brilliant.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. So good.
And that's what this movie
that is
from, right?
That is the best Spider-Man film.
Yes. That is our the opinion. Best. In our opinion, that's the best.
No Way Home.
It's Russell's next best in the
No Way Home.
Yeah. There's no other word. It's fuck. Spider-Man No Way Home, the latest Marvel Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could find a friend to give me that.
You know.
let's talk in a month. That one's taking long.
Yeah, listen, I think I want is it still at the cinema?
Yeah.
Still, I might actually just this is how old I am.
Yes.
I'm on the road. My wife always thinks it's rock and roll. I'm trying to go and watch a movie in Cape Town. That's not She thinks like I was yesterday. I was with a comedian, and I realized twice this week with comics it happened, where we go out and their partners are wildly insecure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They
twice
think you guys
week.
Are gonna go chase now.
No, not just like my wife. Party. My wife.
No, but
really,
comedians are like that. Name names.
Let's name and shame. Let me tell you, this is not as such a rock. Well, not my experience hasn't been such a rock star lifestyle at all.
Yeah.
And my thing is that I go, always say, I'm really lucky with my wife. I really am. Also, the fact is, she knows that she's way better looking than me. I deserve. So, I go, every time I'm out, Natalie does not even, she'll check on me later.
Yeah.
She does not call me incessantly. Mm. I've noticed with not just comics, but some Owens' wives, bruh. Like, I'm like, this always sitting with me. I'm a marido. She knows he's with me. That's a marido, and that's a, she knows who we're with. And then
still calling.
This happened now in Joburg with me. We all married Owens here. This can call, and then lose it, bruh.
What time are you coming home?
Then just has to go home. Yeah, and then the next
she could be calling
again.
Because he's done something in the
maybe
past.
Maybe so. That's what I said to Natalie. I said, I got home. I was like, Natalie, you know, actually, I'm so grateful that you're not so nuts. Because then Natalie said, but you know, first off, women are, I don't know, women can be like that, like trying a married man. I go, but I want to know what's wrong with me because no one's ever tried with me. I feel bad now.
Yeah. And then I don't have
no one ever tries with me. Never.
No.
And then secondly, she said that same thing. She's like, maybe he chased.
Nah,
but then it happened again with another bruh. You know, like, no
then
man,
maybe
this is
you also caught on.
Most look, likely.
They like to throw around the thing that women are crazy, but a lot of the times the men make the women crazy. Yeah, bruh.
You know,
there's a reason that they react the way they do.
I'm sure that.
We allies.
Oh, you're pointing at the camera.
Yes.
Gaslighting. I think that maybe there is a lot of gaslighting happening with these chicks. Because I go, bruh, because you can't have this career. Yeah. This career you cannot have. I'm away from my house for a week now.
So you don't even get some a panty on the stage or nothing?
Not even when I was single and 20 kilos lighter.
So what hope do you have now?
Some bruh came up to me not so long ago and he said, yeah, you know, open spot though. I got into this because you know the kinnis. I said, you're not wrong.
You drive, right? This
you want a kinnis? Go play a drum set.
This is the numb of desert.
No one is. Did you see how bad comedy is at most comedy nights? Yeah. These kinnis aren't going, you're right. If he tells another cock joke, I'm going
to slide off the seat.
No, bruh. I'm astonished that they even hear. Like, and it's always aunties with their husband.
Nice. No, those aunties will eat you up. Jody, we have to end, eh?
We have to get off.
This is Alfred fucking hell. When are you in Cape Town again?
I found out this morning that I have to leave on Tuesday and come back on Wednesday.
No, I don't have enough leave to have you on again. That's
but
soon.
I'm actually going to just stay. Oh, fuck it. I can't eat
rough. No, that
but I'll
sense.
Be back again.
Oh, where?
I love Cape Town, man. Cape Town is good to me.
Oh, wait. Maybe we incorporate him in his live show.
I'd love to come. Listen, also, another thing is, when are you guys coming to the Josie, baby?
No, not the fuck.
Don't have money
not
for
not even for
stuff.
A connecting flight.
We don't have an intentional flight to Joburg.
I don't hate Joburg. It's just like it's dry. My nose, man.
You complain about Cape Town and Joburg. What do you want? You are living in the most beautiful city in the world. And this brat you and me. I don't smog the mountain. Nebra.
I need a place. The place that I want
temperate
doesn't
climate.
Exist.
Temperate climate.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I just want the
You need
options.
A 22.5 temperature every day with no breeze.
I want the options, but I don't want to partake.
Yeah.
I see you.
It must just be there.
Yeah,
that's why my poor son, I also feel to a large degree like 50% there. I'm also like that. I'd like to see the things, but I don't want to partake. And my lighty is a partaker, man. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, this bro, I really want to kick his ball in his hand. You are committed to this, kaka.
Now you must.
Let's go. Now I must go. I kick twice and I go, it was a good father
you need
today.
To make,
the ball is tired now.
I can't wait
Elastic.
For him. We have to go, but my father wanted an active son.
Yes,
and
he
got two boring alighties.
Yeah.
He bought us cricket sets. We didn't touch the stuff.
Nice, Bakers.
We were on that Nintendo playing the same game. Then. His grandson, wild bra. That bra wants a cricket bat. Yeah. To moor people with most of the time. Yeah. But now he's like too old. Like I see how my father enjoys my son. Like you can see this is the son he's always
that's
wanted.
That's what he's always
this
wanted.
This is the
that
one he wanted. My Bali. No, but now he's like.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel fantastic. They can occupy it. I play this Nintendo. Win-win. Don't you guys want to go play outside?
Alfred, before we go into another story, tell the people where they can find you.
Yes. They can find me on at Alfred Adrian everywhere. Mm. I was an early adopter.
Nice.
Even on Gmail.
Yeah, you early in the game, eh?
Yeah, his Gmail is just...
That's the move.
My brother docked my .com.co.za domains 20 years ago.
Holy shit.
My brother is an asset.
He believes in you.
He believed that it was going to be this big then.
Yeah.
The first night I did stand up, my brother went, this is going
to work.
No, my brother was, like, everyone was supportive. Like, my sister's also really supportive, genuinely. But my sister had to, like, there was a night where she saw me destroy a room, like, where everyone was dying. And then she was, Alfred, this is going to be your thing. But my brother was out seeing. He was just like,
this is going to
work. And still today, my brother's coming to Sydney for Gaita. And it's great that he's got the resources to do it because when he gets there, he's going to hold the camera too. It's but yeah, my just brother. But my brother says like, no, it's going to be big. We must get your .coms.
Shit.
He's got it all, my brother.
Find yourself someone who believes in you like Alfred's brother believes
in you. We clearly don't
my
believe
sister,
in ourselves.
My sister was like, no, there's going to be a career for you. My mother.
You must get our .coms.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't believe in ourselves, so we're not going to fucking do
it. My school brother is such a great name. The way I got to you guys was like, it says Bisco Brasa. Brasa, the Owens must be from South Africa.
Yeah.
And just, it works. I'm like, you must get it, Brasa.
Now we'll sort it out. Our legal team will get it on.
This is going to be a Netflix thing.
Is it?
I believe.
A Netflix thing.
We take
I think
that
so. I think that this thing is going to exist on the platform in a different way. You know, like Netflix is a joke?
Yeah.
I think that you guys can fit in snugly in that spot where, and I'm hoping that you guys, if Netflix doesn't want to come to the party, Amazon or Showmax or whoever wants to come to the party,
or ET, what's that ETV one?
You guys can EVOD. Be critical. EVOD.
Yeah.
My brother actually was. So you could be critical about any of those movies.
We love being
and
critical.
I think that it would still boost the movie's numbers. And I think that is the sweet spot for what you guys do.
Nice. Now organize there. Don't you know people at Netflix?
You know someone at
Netflix. For 25%? I have no one at Netflix. Somebody's the guy. No one. But the reason I'm on social media is because literally no one used to take notice of me. I would get none of the corporate, like these Comedy Central gigs, Netflix. Now, no one ever looks at me first. But I have something way better people that will actually come to the show to see Natalie.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming through once again. Every time, it's just like talking to a bra. You're right. Like, I won't.
Love coming
Yeah, it's more like a cousin. You're not like an uncle because we're also old.
Yeah, we're old people.
Yeah,
I'm all old.
Orthopedic shoes. Jody, if someone wanted to find us, how could they find us?
Bicycle Brasso Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And slide into the DMs. Let us know what you thought of Alfred. And
you
yeah.
can judge him in our comments as well. Also, we won't defend him.
Help us register our domain names, I guess. Homework for the week.
Anyone that's good with technology, just give us
just register.
Two highly professional people. this is just laziness. That's all I want.
Yeah, safe everyone. Safe Jody.
Safe Raz.
Safe Alfred.
Safe to the Owens. Thank you.